Any testimony you either for or against LD 1671? Sir?
My name is Doug Papa, and the reason why I'm recording all this for all you wondering is I've been writing an online series for an online magazine about the Occupy Augusta interviews. And the reason why I'm here at this meeting is this issue has been brought up a couple of times from one of the people I've been following. I've been following five people. If you want to view the interviews online, you can go to bigtimemusictrade.com, click on articles, click on Arch Enemy 6, 7, 8, and 9. This series that I'm here today is going to be probably part 6 because I have 5 hours of interviews from the Natural Resources Committee that I have to transcribe. The reason why I'm in front of this meeting is there's an issue that's related to a current highway that's probably getting related to this proposed highway bill. Now, right now, bath salts are illegal in Maine. And we have a lot of out-of-state container trucks going up to the Juniper Ridge landfill. And now, all of a sudden, Bangor has an explosion of bath salts. 2 pounds of bath salts, 2.5 pounds of bath salts is worth like $170,000. My concern with this east-west highway is I'm not for it, I'm not against it, I just have one concern. And that concern is if this highway is going to link the main maritime provinces, which we're going to have a lot of out-of-country international trans ships coming into Canada, going into the highway system in Canada, and it's going to be going through Maine, so it's going to bypass a lot of Canadian highways, I guess about 2 hours worth. How is the law enforcement on this proposed highway going to be enforced on the Canadian trucks? I know that online there's been a lot of issues about electronically sealed containers, so if it enters the port of Maine-Calais, they don't have to be reopened until it leaves Maine, until it reaches Montreal. My concern is illegal drugs being shipped into those containers, and one of those points of entries along the highway or those on-off ramps, and one of those communities all of a sudden miraculously being overrun by illegal substances such as bath salts or other things. If we're going to have a diff study, I strongly urge the committee to put a stipulation on the points that I'm bringing up today. Now, I don't mean to bore you. I really know that you folks are busy, but I know Douglas Thomas seems like he's a little bored, but I'm not gonna focus on it. What I'm gonna focus on is how illegal drugs or other illegal substances are gonna come through Maine, possibly get dropped off in Maine, and how that's gonna affect the residents of Maine beyond the economic upbring or downwind that this east-west highway could bring to the residents of Maine. Now, see, Senator Collins is all concerned with Senator Bill Diamond, so I'll just end it here and say, is there any questions from the committee?
Any questions?
Sure.